Miles Laboratories of Elkhart, Indiana, makers of Alka-Seltzer, the day brand vitamins, and Miles Nervine, invite you now to listen to Lum & Abner's special annual Christmas program. Christmas season, Lum & Abner and their sponsors wish that they might do something for you, their radio listeners, that would add still more pleasure and enjoyment to the occasion. With this thought in mind, your old Pine Ridge friends are repeating their traditional Christmas show. Like the narrative of the Nativity itself, Lum & Abner's Christmas story has become more beautiful and meaningful with the passing of the years. It was in 1933 that they first told the simple legend of a humble event that took place here in America in Pine Ridge, a tale which reflects Bethlehem's wondrous miracle. And now, once more, we invite you to listen to Lum & Abner's Christmas story. In on the little community of Pine Ridge today, a picture of complete peace and contentment greets our eyes. It's a clear, still evening, Christmastide night, and the whole countryside is wrapped in a clean, white blanket of snow, which has fallen rather heavily all day long. Here and there, and on the deserted streets, we see occasional home where the lights of a Christmas tree in the front window still twinkle in the dark of the night. And as we pass through town and come to the outskirts, we catch up with three old fellows trudging along through the snow on the road which leads from Pine Ridge out into the countryside. Getting closer, we see they are Lum, Abner, and Grandpappy Spears. And as we join them, we find that they're on a real Christmas mission. Listen.
Headed right now, Grandpap?
Yeah, I know this is the way. Doc Miller rode his horse over here. You can see his tracks there in the snow.
Well, it must be over there about the old Gaddis place, then.
Yes, sir, that's just about where it's at. But now here, there ain't nothing left but the barn over there. That house burnt down 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, Doc said it's due east from that road where we turned off.
Due east?
Yeah, which way is east? I ain't paid no attention to the directions here.
Wait a minute. What else is the east part?
There it is, right ahead of us. We're going right, man. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we can just follow the east star.
Yeah, that ought to lead us to it.
How'd you find out about these folks, Grandpap?
Doc Miller and his woman ate dinner over at our place, and we were sitting there visiting after we got done eating. Directly the telephone rung and told Doc to get right over here.
Well... who done the call?
Oh, some feller named Joe something or another. Forget what he did call his name. He'd went over to some neighbor's house to call.
Uh-huh.
Sent into the county seat to pay their taxes, and there weren't no room at the hotel, so they come out here to this old barn to spend the night.
Well, this ain't fitting weather to have to stay out in a barn.
And they said they were sort of expecting the baby to be born tonight. Yeah, that's the reason they called Doc Miller.
What's the matter, Abner?
Hey, dog is here, fellas. My arms are getting tired.
Well, here, let me carry them blankets up while, and you can carry this oil heater.
Dog is.
Is that box of groceries getting heavy, Grandpap?
No, I'm all right. We ought to be there directly anyhow.
Yeah, sir, I'll tell you now, this snow tires a body out walking through it, you know what?
Well, maybe we're walking a little fast for you. Here, you take the lantern, too.
No.
Yes, sir, it's mighty thoughty of you fellas to come over here at night this way. I sort of hate to call you to get out on Christmas, but after Doc left, me and the woman got to talking about how pitiful it was. This couple was having to stay out here in this barn without nothing to eat and all.
Oh, Lord me, I'm just glad you called me, Grandpap. Just proud of a chance to help them.
Yeah, this makes it seem more like Christmas to me.
Why, sure.
Doing for somebody else. You know, you just can't do things to make others happy without making yourself happy at the same time.
No.
Trouble with a lot of us, we sort of lose the Christmas idea altogether. Think too much about ourselves. The real Christmas spirit is the happiness we get out of making others happy.
Why, sure. Well, now there we was, sitting there at home, thought we was enjoying ourselves, and these folks was out here spend Christmas in a cold barn away. Now, they just wouldn't have been no Christmas to it at all if you hadn't called us up, Grandpap.
Well, I knowed in reason I could depend on you fellers. Now, here, if it's the old Gaddis place, we ought to be able to see it from the top of this hill here.
Wait a minute, I believe that's the barn yonder, ain't it?
Yep, that's where they're at, sure as a world.
Well, turn out that's due east from where we was at, all right, but there's the east star right over the top of the barn.
Yeah, there's Doc's horse tied to the fence there.
Yeah, it's
the place. See the light shining through the cracks in the walls?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame that them folks never let some of us know that they needed a place to stay. We've got plenty of room over at our place, and we'd have just been glad to have them.
Well, this man that called Doc said they was looking for a place to stay and seen this barn weren't being used, so they just put up there for the night.
Ah. Whereabouts do they live, Grandpap, did he say?
Yeah, from over about Pleasant Valley, Summers.
Over there? Well.
He told Doc he never had no cash, taking every nickel he had to pay his taxes. But said if he'd make the call, he'd work it out as he could.
Uh-huh.
Well, Doc never refused a call in his life, I don't reckon.
Oh, no. I've known him to get up in the dead night in the worst kind of weather to go call on the sick when he knowed before he went that he never would get no pay for it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what we'd do without old Doc here in this community.
No.
Whilst there's some that says his message is a little old-fashioned, I'll take my chances with him every time.
Well, he's pulled me through the shadows time and again.
Yeah, well, I've always said Doc never practiced medicine for what money he got out of it, as much as he does the good that he can be to his fellow man.
Now, sir, if there ever was a man that's got a preserved seed in a better world, it's old Doc Miller.
Amen.
We better not be talking too loud, fellas. We don't want to disturb him now.
No. Let's all be as quiet as we can, I reckon.
Yeah, we got to let Doc know we're here some way or other.
Yeah.
I reckon it won't hurt nothing to tap on the door sort of gentle.
No, go ahead, Lon. They might be all stolen there.
I don't hear a sound in there.
Well, I don't believe you knock quite loud enough, Lon. Maybe they never heard you.
Wait a minute. Here comes somebody to the door.
Oh.
Well, howdy, Doc.
Oh, well, hello there. Well, what are you three old codgers doing out here this time of the night?
Well, we just got to thinking after you left, Doc. These folks might be needing something.
Yeah, Doc, we brung an oil stove and some bed covers here.
And here's a box of groceries.
Well, they're sure needing them. Haven't got any heat of any kind in there. Using what little hay was left for a bed, I took and piled it all up in the manger. Made a pretty good bed, but now these covers will just come in awful handy.
How's the lady, Doc?
Oh, getting along as well as could be expected, Lon. I'll take these things on in, have her husband light this heater, and warm the place up a little. You men had better stay out here for a little while.
Yeah, sure. You go ahead, Doc. We'll wait out here.
If there's anything we can do, Doc, just let us know.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Melford.
Doc, what work does this feller do?
Why, he said a while ago that he was a carpenter by trade, Lom.
Carpenter, huh?
Yes, he said he'd been out of work a while, though. Well, here, I'd better get back inside.
Yeah.
Said he was a carpenter, huh?
Yeah. I was just thinking, Abner, we've been talking about building that loading platform at the back door of the store. I think it's a pretty good get this fella to help us.
Why, sure, that's a good idea, huh? In fact, we might get him to do a little fixing up in the store, too, while he's at it.
He'll want to be nice wife and baby for a few days now.
Sure.
Quick as Doc thinks it's safe to be moved, I'm going to insist on him coming right over there at our place and staying.
Well, that's the best place in the world for him, Grandpap. Aunt Church could take better care of him than anybody I know.
Yes, she'd get a sight of enjoyment out of looking after the baby.
Just
loves children.
Oh, no. That woman of yours, Grandpap, has mothered every youngin' in the community, mightn't I?
Yes, sir. I was just thinking here. Here we are, three old codgers getting along in years,
standing out here waiting. Waiting for a little baby to be born. It's sort of like as if we was waiting for somebody to take our place.
Yeah, well, of course, we like to talk about such things, but we've about served our time, I reckon.
Yeah, won't be long before we'll have to move on. Be somebody else here to take her place.
Yeah. They'll soon forget about us.
It's sort of like the years. Hey, the old year's almost gone. There's been a lot of things happened this past year, but they'll soon be forgot. There's been lots of joys and lots of happiness. But on the other hand, there's been lots of heartaches and lots of blasted hopes. But there's a new year coming, bringing new hope and new courage. And we're sort of like the years, us three old fellers. We're sort of like the old year going out, and we're waiting a new year. The little baby in yonder.
Well, it's just like our boy.
Wait a minute. Maybe somebody's coming to the door.
Oh, maybe it's Doc.
Any news yet, Doc?
Well, men, it's a fine baby boy.
Wish for you and yours from Lum and Abner and their sponsors, the makers of Alka-Seltzer, One-A-Day brand vitamins, and Miles Nervine. A very Merry Christmas to you all, always. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.